Joining me now here at the Renaissance Hotel down in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl, Pittsburgh offensive tackle TJ Klayman. TJ, for a player or a fan that hasn't watched you, can you give a scouting report for what fans can expect to see from you on the field?
They can expect to see me out there flying around as a tackle, really. I mean, I bring some athleticism to the game and some speed, and I try to use that as an advantage.
Is that what you feel like your redeeming quality is, your athleticism? Is that what sets you apart?
I would say. I mean, I haven't been playing that long, so technically I'm not all the way there where I'd like to be, but, you know, that takes some time and that takes some work, so I'll get there, but, you know.
For fans that don't know, TJ made the switch from the defensive line to the offensive line a couple years ago. What has that switch been like? Is there a player that you kind of pattern yourself after to kind of, you know, mold yourself into an offensive tackle?
Oh, not necessarily. Not at first. I was really just trying to learn a position and just learn plays and what I needed to learn to really just be able to be on the field. And, you know, I wouldn't say more to my second year. I started watching offensive tackles who were doing really well in the league. You know, Jason Peters, the Dwayne Browns, the Tyron Smiths, you know, of the league. I really enjoy watching those guys. I try to learn and pick up a few things that maybe they're doing that's helping them as tackles. So those are guys that I like to watch.
Do you feel like, as with your history as a defensive lineman, that helps you on the offensive side, knowing different techniques and knowing, like, okay, this is what the defensive lineman's going to want to try and do to me. I have to prevent that?
It helps. It helps a little bit. Sometimes I forget that I can go back to that and help myself out as an offensive lineman. But it does help a small amount.
Is there a player down here in Mobile that you've seen that you say, okay, this is the best guy here defensively that you've gone up against practice?
Oh, yeah. I would say Nate Orchard.
Nate Orchard, okay.
Yeah, he's been pretty good, and I respect this game a lot.
So Nate Orchard was the best player here that you've gone up against. Who was the best player that you went up against this season?
I would say Daddy Nichols, a similar style kind of player with speed.
Okay. Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech, yep. Yeah. He's one of the players I've been telling everybody who I really had to prepare for. Not that I didn't have to prepare for anybody else, but really just he was one of those guys that, it could have been a good, really good game.
Last question. Going into a game, if you know you're going to be going up against a pass rusher that's on the smaller, quicker side or the bigger power guy, what would you rather go up against?
I'd say the bigger power guy.
Okay.
I would say, you'd hope that they get tired a little faster than the smaller
there
guys.
Go.
But, it doesn't matter. I mean, you're going to get all different kinds of guys on
That's
the
right.
next level anyway, so might as well prepare for them all.
All right, well, TJ Klayman, thanks very much for joining us. Hopefully we see you in Philadelphia one day.
Oh, thank you for having me, man. Appreciate it.